We call this, if you will, the hour one nugget. Only I've been looking at First Corinthians 13. And yesterday, we deviated off course. And we began looking at forgiveness. And lives were changed because of what happened on yesterday's show. Because we're so faithful to Almighty God by worshiping Him. Today, I felt the Lord say, I want to deal with depression. I want to deal with depression. And already I've had testimony from one person who has told me that ever since the show started, her depression has lifted. That is amazing. And nothing has happened. It's only God. But you see, it's God that heals. Your depression isn't going to be lifted because I talk nice words. Your depression isn't going to be lifted because I play beautiful music. Your depression, beloved, is lifted because of Almighty God, and He gets the glory. But I know there's more with depression. Listening right at this very moment. And I want to bring you a scripture. It's from Psalm 40. And it says these awesome words. Listen to this. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. Beloved, depression is an awful thing. The whole world comes cascading down on top of you. Now, if you've never had depression, you wouldn't know this. But if you have had depression and are currently going through a depressive state, you will know this too. The entire world comes crashing down on you. You don't think anybody cares about you. You don't think anyone loves you. You think you're completely and utterly alone. Your family have let you go. They've abandoned you. You are alone. And there is no one there. Beloved, let me tell you, if you have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are never alone. To say that you're alone is completely incorrect, and I believe it's what Satan would whisper in your ear. You see, you're all alone now. No one around you. No one cares about you. No one loves you. My mother used to have an expression when I was angry as a child. My mum would say, "No one loves our Charlie." That's what she would say. And it would make me laugh. Every single time she would say to me, "No one loves our Charlie," I would just burst out laughing. So how could I be cross? How could I be angry any longer? I was a 14, 15-year-old kid, and I was off the charts. But because of my mum's constant prayer, because of my mum and dad's constant prayer for me, I came back to the Lord. And I love Him like I've never loved anything in my life. And beloved, David was in this situation. He decided he would wait patiently for God instead of just keeping on and keeping on and keeping on. He decided that he wouldn't keep moaning anymore. He would just wait patiently. I know about patience. A guy that I know very, very well, a Christian evangelist who now works in many countries in the world and is very well known, Nicky Cruz. Nicky was a gang member and was killing people back in the 60s. He's now on fire for God, and he is one of the best Christian evangelists to children that I know. I've met him on a few occasions. He is such a wonderful man. I interviewed him for television. When he met with God, with David Wilkerson, He was in a situation where he was going to cut David Wilkerson's throat, who was a little preacher from Pennsylvania. And as he said to David Wilkerson, "I'm going to cut you," David Wilkerson looked at him and said, "You can cut me into 1,000 pieces, and each piece of me will cry, I love you." And that was the pivotal moment that changed Nicky Cruz's life. You can read about that in A Cross and the Switchblade. And his book, his own book, Nicky Cruz's own book, Run Baby Run. Why am I talking about him? Well, when he was converted, when he became a Christian, he went to Bible school. And he'd heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and he wanted it so desperately. And he waited and he waited and he waited and he waited. And Nicky waited 3 years for this to happen. And then one day, when he was at his last bit, he was desperate. The Holy Spirit poured on him. And his life was completely renewed and completely changed. So I'm going to do something right now, beloved. This might sound strange, but I'm just taking instruction from Almighty God. If you are depressed, if you are feeling low now, I want you to say in your, out loud actually, I want you to say these words out loud. You're talking about me, David. Okay, now you've figured out it's you. Before I pray about depression, I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask the Lord to do something. I want the Lord to baptize you right now in His Holy Spirit. If you don't know about this, you can read about it in Acts and the second chapter. In fact, let's go to that real quick. Let's go to that really, really quickly. We'll go to Acts and the second chapter. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. I'll read that verse again. And everyone, not some of them, but everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. I'm going to pray right now that the Holy Spirit come down on you, that you are filled with His Holy Spirit. But this has to be something that you want. I can't demand it. I can't enforce the Lord to come and pour His Holy Spirit on you if you don't want that. It has to be something that you want, beloved. If you want this, say out loud now, I want this. Okay. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to pray, and I want you to repeat these words after me. I want the Holy Spirit to fall on you right now, to fill you full to overflowing right now, right at this moment. And if this has never happened to you before, you may start to speak in tongues. You may start to have a language that you never knew you had. Just let it come. Let it go. Let it pour out of you, beloved. Here we go. Say these words. Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all the sin in my life. I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to wash me clean. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you fill me full of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you know what? I am sensing that the Lord doesn't want me to pray for depression, because I believe He's taking it now. I believe it's going now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue to worship in spirit and in truth right now with this. Actually, this isn't the song I wanted, so I'm going to try and find that other song. This is the one I wanted. And it skipped and wouldn't play.